Okay, let's get into today's mitzvah, mitzvah Taf Chaf Dalet, mitzvah 424, as we have now finished the one extra mitzvah from the Aseres Hadibros and the mitzvahs of Kriyashma, and now we are into other mitzvahs here in Parshas Vo'eschanon. Says the Torah, after continuing with Shema, and again, this is all Moshe Rabbeinu's monologue towards the end of his life, telling Bnei Yisrael the last message that he wants to give them. He says, when you go into Eretz Yisrael and you build your houses there, be very careful to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu once you go into Eretz Yisrael. Fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't go after other gods. And then the Torah adds, Perek Vav Pasuk Tezayin, Lo Sinasu Es Hashem Elokeichem Ka'asher Nisisem B'masa. Do not test God. Lo sinasu as Hashem Elokeichem, as you tested him, b'masa, as you tested him earlier. But rather, shamar tishmurun es mitzvot Hashem Elokeichem, v'edosa v'chukav asher tzivach. Just guard the mitzvahs, do all the mitzvahs, v'yasisa hayashar v'atov b'nei Hashem, do what's right in the eyes of Hashem, l'man yitav lach uvaso v'yarash es aras atova v'chulu. So that you'll come to enjoy Eretz Yisrael, l'hadof es kol ha'vecha v'panecha kasher dibur Hashem, to drive out the other nations. So, how many mitzvahs are counted in these psukim? The Rambam has one. The Isser of Lo Sinasu. If we have time at the end, we'll talk about the Ramban, who has a mitzvah say also here, relating to V'yasisa Hayashav Atov. But this is the Isser, says the Chinuch, says the Rambam, the Isser of testing God, or more specifically, testing the Nevi'im of God. Says the Sefer Chinuch now, Shenimnanu, and then we'll read the Rambam after, Shenimnanu Shlo Lanasos Yosemidai Hanavi Hamiyaser Es Ha'am. We shall not test too much to ask for signs more than appropriate. The Navi, the prophet that comes to Bnei Yisrael to give them tochacha and to teach them darki tshuva. Achar sheneito ha'amitas nevuasa. Once we know he's a Navi, Yemes, no more testing him. V'yaldanem ar lo sanaso as Hashem alokechem kasher nisisa b'masa. Like the Torah says here, Klomar, lo tenasu gemulei Hashem va'onshav. Don't test God's retributions or God's rewards or God's anything that he gives us. His gemul, we shouldn't test it. Shehodia lachem al yidei neviyah v'altachis tistavku bohem. That he let us know through his neviyah. This is the iser of testing a navi. This goes back to the Rambam. Again, the Rambam is very short in Sefer HaMitzvos. He just says the mitzvah samach dalad. Shed his hiranu minasos yi'uda v'yichulav yitaleh. Sheyadu v'yachlo osanu bohem neviyah v'altachis tistavik bohem achar sheneida amitas nevuas ha-navi. Right, says the Rambam the same thing. Once we know a navi is correct and he promises something, don't test God and ask him for more and more osos, but rather, once he's a Navi, he's a Navi. And the Rambam writes this at length in the last parak of Hilchos Yisod HaTorah. The Rambam has 10 prakim in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, as he has 10 prakim in Hilchos Shuvah and 10 prakim elsewhere, but in the end of Yisod HaTorah, the Rambam says, Kol Navi sheyamolanu v'yomar shashem shlacho, any Navi that Hashem sends us, or says that he is sent by Hashem, Eino tzarech la'asos os, ke'echon me'osos Moshe Rabbeinu, o ka'osos Eliyahu ve'Elisha. We do not ask, and he does not have to prove himself by doing an unbelievable miracle change of nature like Moshe, Eliyahu, or Elisha did. She'yesh b'hem shinui minhago shalolam, which is the shinui of the minhag. Ela ha'o shalo, what's the os? That the Navi is a Navi MS, sheyomar dvarim ha'asidin lios ba'olam v'ye'amnu dvarav. That he says something is going to happen in the future, not just one thing, but a number of things, and everything, even the details, every single detail comes true. Sheneemar v'chisomar bilvavcha eicha nidas ha'davar v'chulu. This is what you ask for. Lefichach, kishayavo adam ha'ro'i l'nevua, b'malachos Hashem. If somebody comes who's ro'i l'nevua, which Rambam brought elsewhere, a Navi is somebody who has alamailas, he's a chacham, he's an anav, he's a yirei shamayim, he's a mashpia. So there are many other requirements that a Navi has. But if somebody has all of these requirements, and then he comes and says that Hashem told me something, and he's not trying to add on or take away from any mitzvah in the Torah, Ela lavod es Hashem b'mitzvahs haTorah, he's just trying to be a leader. Ein omrim lo kara lanu hayam, o hachiyei meis, v'chayotze be'elu, v'yachar kach na'amin b'chol. We don't tell him, please split the sea for us, please do tchiyas ha-meisim, and they will believe you. No. Ela omrim lo, im navi ata, and this is all part of today's mitzvah. Ela omrim lo, we tell him, im navi ata, if you really are a navi, emar lanu, dvarim ha'asidin liyos, v'hu omer. Tell us what's going to happen. And he tells us, V'anu mechakim lo l'ros, hayavou dvaravim lo yavou. And we'll see if it comes true. V'afilu nafal davar echad katan b'yadu ashu navi sheker. Even if just one tiny detail. If he says it's going to rain tomorrow at 12:08, and it rains at 12:13, so that's a navi sheker. And if they all come, and again, it is all the other milos relating to a navi, then he is a bit as a Ne'eman. Ubothkin, said the Rambam, Ubothkin also upon him happy. You check him many times. But once you reach a certain level, that's it. Imnimsu dvarav ne'emanim kulam, harezen navi emes, as it says by Shmuel. Aye, how do you know he's not using witchcraft? How do you know he's not a ma'onain or a kosem? Says the Rambam, because some of their details don't come true. But a Navi, every single detail is miskayim. That is the Rambam. He adds then one caveat. If he says something as bad is going to happen to the Jewish people, and it does not happen, that is not a riot that he is a Navi Sheker. If he says ploni amos, o shana plonis shanas ra'av, o milchama v'chayotzi v'dvarim elu, that's not a hachashel nevuaso, as is known. Why? Shakadosh Baruch Hu, erech apayim v'rav chesed, v'nichem al hara'a, v'efshar sa'ashu tshuva, v'nistachla, maybe they did tshuva, like Ninveh. Aval, I'm hiftiach al tova, but if he says something good is going to happen, v'yamar sheyia kach v'kach v'lo ba'a ha'tova, he says this is good, is going to happen, it did not come, she'amar b'yadua shu navi sheker. That is a proof that he's a Navi Sheker, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never take back something good that was already decreed by a Navi. And then in the last halacha, he says specifically our mitzvah. A Navi shenoda nevuaso, ve'heminu dvarav pam achar pam. Let's say you have a Navi, and we know he's a Navi. O sheheilo Navi, or another way it could work is that an already proven Navi says that he is a Navi. Vayaholich padarkei hanavua. Aser lachshov acharav ula harher benivuaso shema eina emes. You're not allowed to second guess him. The aser v'nasoso yoser midai v'lonia holchim umenasim laolam. We're always going to test him. We're always going to second guess him. No, shenemar our pasuk lo sanaso as Hashem alokeichem kasher nisisim b'masa. What is not allowed to do that? That's what the chinuch says right here. What's the shorish of the mitzvah? Says the chinuch. Because if we do this to neviim, then we're just going to totally undermine the institution of Nevuah, the institution of leaders. We're always going to be second-guessing. We're not going to have proper covet for them. There's never going to be a time we're going to say, okay, we accept him. Okay, he's the man. That's it. No, it's never going to happen if we always have, where there are no limits. Mishar Shia Mitzvah, says the Chinuch. Lefisha bini Sayon, Heter Benavi, MS, Yimsa Hefsid. If we're able to test them over and over again, it will come at a loss. Ki pa'amim yachloku alav, mitoch kenabene adam, malakanibo, akoavil malaso. Some people are going to be jealous of him. Some people are going to want to bring him down. There will always be people out there about our great leaders, because they want to be the leaders. So they'll try to implant doubt in the masses so that this leader is brought down and he's not a Navi. V'dvar ha-Nevuah einenu inintimidu l'chol Navi. And the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Nevuah isn't something that stays with a Navi forever and ever. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu has something to tell him, he'll tell him. Only Moshe Rabbeinu could turn around and start the conversation with Hashem. Other Nevi'im, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to send them a Nevuah, it's sent. So what's going to happen? Somebody's going to strike a little doubt. Okay, test him again. See what happens. Maybe he's not going to have Nevuah at that moment. Maybe he had it yesterday, but not today or tomorrow. So he's going to try to start mistrusting him. If each time we're matrid him and we ask him for a sign, people are going to rebel against him and be makel in his words. And therefore, there's got to be a limit in order for the good of the institution of Nevuah and Nevi'im. The Al-Kain, and that's why, Hushanu Laham in Bo, we are commanded to believe him once he reaches a certain stage. V'shalolan ososo yosemidai. Achar shiyem muchzak imanu b'to v'nem alanavi. Once he reaches that level. V'adavar hazeh irel enviya emes enviya haba'al. Or sheker. Many times throughout Tanakh, we find that people didn't take the Navi as they should have accepted him, and that led to difficulties. This is all part one of the mitzvah. It's fascinating that there is an application of this that we could see in a totally different context. This is about Nevi'im. One can say that the message applies to all leaders, to all Jewish leaders. We do not believe in rabbinic infallibility. That's true. Nobody's perfect. But once we have a leader, once we have a Rav, once we have a Rebbe, then there's this, and he has proven himself to be the leader deserving of respect, that we can't second guess every moment. We can't second guess, you know, the rabbi did this, the rabbi did that, and the Rebbe did this. Once there's a certain level of trust that has been won and proven, we have to, kabdeyu, chashdeyu, okay, a little bit too, but kabdeyu. First is kabdeyu, we have to give him the respect that they deserve. It's a fascinating application, not exactly, but it's a great mucker to mention, and that is, there is the famous story of Tanur Shalachnoi, the Gemara about Metziah Daf Nun Tes, where there's a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and all the other rabbis about a certain oven, is it tummy, is it tar, and Rabbi Elazar was outvoted, and Rabbi Elazar says, if I'm right, the tree will prove me right, and the tree gets uprooted, and if I'm right, the water's going to flow upstream, and goes through the entire discussion, and of course, we know the punchline, he says, if I'm right, heaven should prove me right, then a basko goes out from Shemayim and says, that Rabbi Elazar is right. And Rabbi Yeshua stands up on the chair and says, no, lo bashamayim hi. We don't have to trust the basko. Again, amazing, amazing story. A lot to say about that story. But one question that Tosfos asks is, so we don't possibly like that basko. Lo bashamayim hi. The problem is, the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel records that there were machlokos between Bishamayim and Bishilel for many years, but at the end of the day, why do we possibly like Bishilel? Because of the basko. The Basko went out and said, Halacha ke Beis Hillel. Elu ve Elu divrei Elokim Chayim, but Halacha is like Beis Hillel. The question is, so ask Tosfos about Metziah. So why do we pass on like the Basko in Erevin, but we don't pass on like the Basko in Bar Metziah? So there are a couple of answers given. Says Tosfos, maybe the Basko in Bar Metziah wasn't a real Basko. It was just a Basko to cover their Belazar. Cover their Belazar, because they didn't want him to be embarrassed. Or Tosfos says, maybe you follow a Basko that follows the majority, not the minority. So Beis Hillel was the majority, so you can follow that Basko. But the Basko in Bar Metziah was going with the minority, so you don't follow that Basko. Meaning a Basko cannot go against halachic paskening principles. That's what Tosfos says. There's a third idea, similar to the first one, but this one is quoted in Rabbeinu Nisim in Brachos. It's printed on Dav Yud Tes Amebeis, where he quotes, maybe that Basko also wasn't a real one. But what do you mean, what isn't a real one? Maybe that Basko was sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to test us, to see if we would trust the majority of our leaders. Vashenis, Shalohaisa Kavana, El Lanasos Esachachamim, Im Yanicho Akapala Shabiyadam Agamar Shemifiyem Bishol Basko, Vimlav, Vidomal Mashakasav, Kibinasa Shabalkechem Eschem. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us tests, because he wants to see if we're going to be steadfast in our beliefs of our leaders, or of the halachic system. So there, Rabbeinu Nisim says, Yoai Basko was sent out to test the other rabbis, to see if they would stand true to their principles and not give in. So too, that's also by a Navi Sheker, or even by a Navi Emes. He doesn't always have the Nevuah tricks that at every moment. So if we keep second guessing him, then we're not going to be true to the principles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has laid down. This is a Navi, he's already proven himself, we have to trust him. Right, so it's not an exact parallel, but it's a interesting makar that we can quote at least a little bit here. But that is all part one of the mitzvah. There is a whole totally second part of the mitzvah, which the Rambam does not mention. But it is mentioned in the Smag, Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol, and it is mentioned in the Chinuch, right here. Ukimochein, a totally separate idea, not just testing God with his Nevi'im, but the more well-known part of the mitzvah, not testing God in general by doing mitzvahs. I'm going to put on tefillin today, as long as, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you help me seal this deal. One is not allowed to serve Hashem that way. What's called Amanas L'Kabel Pras. No, that's this mitzvah also. Ukimochein, Bichlal Ho'Azhara, Shlo Lasos Mitzvahs Hashem Baruch Hu Al Derech HaNisayon. We can't do mitzvahs besides nevuah, but we can do mitzvahs al derech hanisayon. Klomar, sheyasa adam mitzvah lenasos im yigmalei Hashem bekitzidko. I'm going to do this as Hashem going to repay me. Lo la'avas hakel v'yirasa oso. Not because of avas Hashem, and not even because of yiras Hashem. Right, if somebody does a mitzvah like that, and this is what the Ramban lays out right here as well. The Ramban quotes both ideas, but he says this one very clearly. He says, achareishen nis amis. Well, he quotes the nevuah element first, and then he quotes the idea of doing mitzvahs in this way. Ein rasan Hashem lasos nisim l'chal adam b'chaleis vein roi lo abdo amanas l'kabal pras. Ela ulay yimsa b'avodasov lechto b'darki atarit sar va'asod. If you find difficulties, you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his plans, and we have to do the mitzvahs because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do them, not to, I'll do this if Hashem you give me something. With one exception. The Al Yiksha Alech continues the Chinuch. Masha Amru Zacharim Levrach. It says in the beginning of Masechas Titus, on Daf Tes, Aser to Aser, the Pasuk in Shoftim, Aser Bishvil Aser Bishvil Shetitasher, give Meiser in order to become rich. That sounds like testing God. The answer is that's an exception to the rule. Shekvar tirtu hasham ba'amru shebechal ha-mitzvahs ne'emar lo sanasu chutz bizu de-maiser. The only exception to the rule of testing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maiser. By maiser it says, aser b'shvil shetit asher, take off maiser, so that you will become rich. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Malachi, havi yus kol ha-maiser al-beis ha-otsar u-bachanuni ha-bazos. Test me in this regard. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's okay. It's okay. Why? Kinyan shekasuv malva Hashem chonin dal based on the pasuk klomar shodienu akel baruchu ki banasa sasenu mesharse beisob b'maaser. When we give the proper maaser, nimsa hato elis v'habracha b'mamoninu akapanim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it back to us. So this is the only exception to the rule of testing God. One can test God with maaser. Which maaser are we talking about? So that's a machlokas aposkim. If you look in the Ramah in Yeridaya quotes this in Shulchan Aruch. In the beginning of Hilchas Staka, in Simon Reish Mem Zayin in Yeridaya, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about the godless of giving Staka, Mitzvah Zasei Lidin Staka, Kefiya Salgas Yad, Vekama Famin Mitzavinu Bab Mitzvah Zasei, Viyesh Losa Asei, Bemalameda Mimena. You have to give. There's Aseis, there's Losa Aseis. Lo Olam Ein Adam Ma'ani Minat Staka. A person never becomes poor from Staka. Velo Dava Ravelo Hezek Miskalgel Al Yada. Nothing ever happens. Staka Doche Gezeros Kashos. Uberav Tatsami Maves, as we had at the end of Meseches, at the end of Meseches Shabbos. But then the Ramah adds, Vehi ma'asheres, va'aser lenasos HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki im bedavar zeh. This is it. Shenemar b'chonini abazos. The Yesh Omrim, and then the Ramah adds, maybe not all stock is included in this. Dafka b'nesinas meiser, mutu lenasos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, avalo shard stocka. Says the Ramah, maybe it's only meiser that is allowed. You can give Meiser Almanas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something good for me. B'chanunin HaBazos. But not other Tzedakas. That's the Ramah. And if you look at the Pesachei Tshuva, he quotes Achronim, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, and the Shlach HaKadosh who say, it sounds like from the Ramah that it's Meiser, even Meiser Ksafim, which is the Minhag today. Rov Rishonim hold that Meiser Ksafim is not a Daraisa, is not even a Darabanan. It's a Minhag Tov. Rov Rishonim say. Yeah, there are other days. Tosfos holds that it's a Daraisa, but Rov Rishonim hold it's a Minhag. Says the Pesachei Tshuva in the name of these Achronim. That's incorrect. The pasuk b'chanuni abazos aser b'shvil shetit aser is specifically by ma'aser tevua. That's where you're allowed to test God with, not with ma'aser ksafim. And maybe that's even meduyik in the chinuch. If you look in the chinuch here, what did he just say in the line that we just read? When you give parnasa to misharse beso b'ma'aser, we're talking about ma'aser that you give to the levim. That's what we're talking about here. Right, we're not talking about general ma'aser ksafim. So it could be there's a machlokas achronim whether the Ramah sounds like it's talking about ma'aser in general, even ma'aser ksafim, while the ma'aser tfua is the more limited view. But this is it. What's the svara? Why could you test HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this area? There's a beautiful thought suggested by Rav Shimon Shkup in his introduction to Sha'arei Yosher, where he says, he gives a mashal. Imagine you have a king who has somebody who's in charge of certain treasuries. If the servant does a great job, then he'll get in charge of more treasuries and bigger treasuries and more money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the king, will put him in charge of more and more. If he messes up in what he has, he's for sure not going to have that. He'll probably get demoted the other way. So it's the same thing here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us assets, gives us money in order to be able to be good shomrim on it and to use it well and divvy it up well and give it out to the people who need it. And if we do a good job, he'll give us more. That's aser b'shvil shetit asher. You'll become a pakid, you'll become in charge of greater storage houses and greater treasuries. That's a beautiful logical way of looking at the reason why tzedaka is different. There's a humorous story. It's a true story. It's a true story. And the Rav Shechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik was very machped about this. The only mitzvah that one could use to test God with, so to speak, is staka. Not any other mitzvah. That's what Rav Soloveitchik was against. We get an aliyah, we say, Bavur, Hashem should give us a bracha, Bavur, Sha'ala LaTorah, because I got an aliyah, Hashem should give me a bracha. Bavur, Shekolakom is Palim Bavuro. What do you mean Kolakom is Palim? Hashem has to listen to us? That's called Ian Tfila. We're demanding Hashem, listen to me. No. Only Bavur Shenos in Staka Bavur. That's the only one. So it says, quotes the story, that one time Rav Soloveitchik went to a minyan that he doesn't usually daven in, and the Gabbai was so excited, even though it was a weekday, so excited to give Rav Soloveitchik an aliyah, so he made a Mishabeach for him. And he says, Bavur Shalom Torah, and he said, make one for him, and he changed it. He says, no, only Staka. And he was so excited, he made one for his wife, and he made one for all the rabbim in the yeshiva. And he keeps saying, Soloveitchik kept saying, no, only. He kept giving stuck and stuck and stuck and being no there, because that is the only mitzvah that he said would be would be allowed. Again, the Minhag Olam is to be makel in terms of the Aliyah context, but we know specifically tzedakah is always something that is uniquely focused on in terms of for refuah, for hoda'ah, to be able to really give something for a Kaddish Baruch. Good, continuing. V'tam Yisra Nisayim b'mitzvahs. It says the chiddush finishing up, the reason that it's not a good idea to be able to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu in mitzvahs, the b'nei sh'char mitzvahs ino b'olam hazeh, because this world is only a prizdar. Right, the sh'char mitzvahs you don't have in this world. K'mo sh'dar su z'charim levracha, like we learned in Avodah Zarah, hayom la'aso sam u'macha l'kabo s'charam, not here. And therefore, we have to make sure that we don't test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this mitzvah of testing God applies, testing God's shalichim, the Nevi'im, and testing God's actions, what he does for us. I'm going to do this if you give me this. No, that is an Isser. Says the Chinuch, this mitzvah applies b'chol makom u'b'chol zman, always, whenever there's a Navi, or in general, the attitude that we have by doing mitzvahs, males and females, but overall, if somebody violates, and u'menasa Navi yosir midai, or in tests a Navi more than is appropriate, or, as he said, has the hashkafa of doing a mitzvah with the undermining attitude of Hashem has to help me, and do this for me, that is an Issa Daraisa over Alav Zeh. And Vein Lokan Alav, there's no Malkas of this because it is a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. Either way, this is the Issa of Tetzach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should all have the attitude of Tamim Tiyem Hashem Alokecha. Just to end off with, the Ramban in the very next Pasuk has another mitzvah, which the Chinuch and the Rambam don't have. And that's the Asisa HaYashar VaHatov, which the Ramban counts as an idea of doing Ratzon Hashem above and beyond what the mitzvos are. The Ramban says it's impossible for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell us what to do in every single situation in life, so he gives us ground rules, which we have to apply then in every situation that we find ourselves in. That's V'yasisa HaYashar V'atov B'nei Hashem. That's the next pasuk. Do what's right and good in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Besha will pick up with the next mitzvah next time, and that is dealing with the seven nations of Canaan.